Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, November 22nd, and that means that we'll begin reading a new version of Scripture today. We will read from the Contemporary English Version this week, and we will be in Acts chapter 19, verses 21 through the end of the chapter. After all of this happened, Paul decided to visit Macedonia and Achaia on his way to Jerusalem. Paul had said, "From there I will go to Rome." So he sent his two helpers, Timothy and Erastus, to Macedonia, but he stayed on in Asia for a while. At that time, there was serious trouble because of the Lord's way. A silversmith named Demetrius had a business that made silver models of the temple of the goddess Artemis. Those who worked for him earned a lot of money. Demetrius brought together everyone who was in the same business and said, "Friends, you know that we make a good living at this. But you have surely seen and heard how this man, Paul, is upsetting a lot of people, not only in Ephesus, but almost everywhere in Asia. He claims that the gods we humans make are not really gods at all. Everyone will start saying terrible things about our business. They will stop respecting the temple of the goddess Artemis, who is worshipped in Asia and all over the world. Our great goddess will be forgotten." When the workers heard this, they got angry and started shouting, "Great is Artemis, the goddess of the Ephesians!" Soon, the whole city was in a riot, and some men grabbed Gaius and Aristarchus, who had come from Macedonia with Paul. Then everyone in the crowd rushed to the place where the town meetings were held. Paul wanted to go out and speak to the people, but the Lord's followers would not let him. A few of the local officials were friendly to Paul, and they sent someone to warn him not to go. Some of the people in the meeting were shouting one thing, and others were shouting something else. Everyone was completely confused, and most of them did not even know why they were there. Several of the Jewish leaders pushed a man named Alexander to the front of the crowd and started telling him what to say. He motioned with his hand and tried to explain what was going on. But when the crowd saw that he was Jewish, they all shouted for 2 hours, "Great is Artemis, the goddess of the Ephesians!" Finally, a town official made the crowd be quiet. Then he said, "People of Ephesus, who in the world doesn't know that our city is the center for worshiping the great goddess Artemis? Who doesn't know that her image, which fell from heaven, is right here? No one can deny this, and so you should calm down and not do anything foolish. You have brought men in here who have not robbed temples or spoken against our goddess. If Demetrius and his workers have a case against these men, we have courts and judges. Let them take their complaints there. But if you want to do more than that, the matter will have to be brought before the city council. We could easily be accused of starting a riot today. There is no excuse for it. We cannot even give a reason for this uproar." After saying this, he told the people to leave. And now today we turn to Psalm 3 and Psalm 4. Now these psalms have a little emboldened section in this copy of the Contemporary English Version. And Psalm 3 says an early morning prayer, and Psalm 4 says an evening prayer. Now that wouldn't have been in the original text, but I think it gives us a neat way to consider these two psalms. That one was spoken perhaps in the early morning and the next in the evening, as one is getting ready for bed. Psalm 3, written by David when he was running from his son Absalom. I have a lot of enemies, Lord. Many fight against me and say, God won't rescue you. But you are my shield, and you give me victory and great honor. I pray to you, and you answer from your sacred hill. I sleep and wake up refreshed, because you, Lord, protect me. 10,000 enemies attack from every side, but I am not afraid. Come and save me, Lord God. Break my enemies' jaws and shatter their teeth, because you protect and bless your people. And now from Psalm 4, a psalm of David for the music leader. Use stringed instruments. You are my God and protector. Please answer my prayer. I was in terrible distress, but you set me free. Now have pity and listen as I pray. How long will you people refuse to respect me? You love foolish things, and you run after what is worthless. The Lord has chosen everyone who is faithful to be his very own, and he answers my prayers. But each of you had better tremble and turn from your sins. Silently search your heart as you lie in bed. Offer the proper sacrifices and trust the Lord. There are some who ask, who will be good to us? Let your kindness, Lord, shine brightly on us. You brought me more happiness than a rich harvest of grain and grapes. I can lie down and sleep soundly because you, Lord, will keep me safe. And now we turn over to Isaiah chapter 10. You people are in for trouble. You have made cruel and unfair laws that let you cheat the poor and needy and rob widows and orphans. But what will you do when you are fiercely attacked and punished by foreigners? Where will you run for help? Where will you hide your valuables? How will you escape being captured or killed? The Lord is still angry, and he isn't through with you yet. The Lord says, I am furious, and I will use the king of Assyria as a club to beat down your godless people. I am angry with you, and I will send him to attack you. He will take what he wants and walk on you like mud in the streets. He has even bigger plans in mind because he wants to destroy many nations. The king of Assyria says, my army commanders are kings. They have already captured the cities of Calno, Carchemish, Hamath, Arpad, Samaria, and Damascus. The gods of Jerusalem and Samaria are weaker than the gods of those powerful nations. And I will destroy Jerusalem together with its gods and idols, just as I did Samaria. The Lord will do what he has planned against Jerusalem and Mount Zion. Then he will punish the proud and boastful king of Assyria, who says, I did these things by my own power because I am smart and clever. I attacked kings like a wild bull, and I took the land and the treasures of their nations. I have conquered the whole world. And it was easier than taking eggs from an unguarded nest. No one even flapped a wing or made a peep. King of Assyria, can an axe or a saw overpower the one who uses it? Can a wooden pole lift whoever holds it? The mighty Lord, all-powerful, will send a terrible disease to strike down your army, and you will burn with fever under your royal robes. The holy God, who is the light of Israel, will turn into a fire. And in one day, you will go up in flames, just like a thorn bush. The Lord will make your beautiful forest and fertile fields slowly rot. There will be so few trees that even a young child can count them. A time is coming when the survivors from Israel and Judah will completely depend on the Holy Lord of Israel, instead of the nation that defeated them. There were as many people as there were grains of sand along the seashore, but only a few will survive to come back to Israel's mighty God. This is because he has threatened to destroy their nation just as they deserve. The Lord All-Powerful has promised that everyone on this earth will be punished. Now the Lord God All-Powerful says to his people in Jerusalem, "The Assyrians will beat you with sticks and abuse you, just as the Egyptians did. But don't be afraid of them. Soon I will stop being angry with you, and I will punish them for their crimes. I will beat the Assyrians with a whip, as I did the people of Midian near the rock at Oreb. And I will show the same mighty power that I used when I made a path through the sea of Egypt. Then they will no longer rule your nation. All will go well with you, and your burden will be lifted. Enemy troops have reached the town of Aith. They have gone through Migron, and they stored their supplies at Michmash before crossing the valley and spending the night at Geba. The people of Ramah are terrified. Everyone in Gibeah, the hometown of Saul, has run away. Loud crying can be heard in the towns of Gillem, Lasha, and sorrowful Anathoth. No one is left at Madmanah or Gibeah. Today the enemy will camp at Nob and shake a threatening fist at Mount Zion in Jerusalem. But the Lord All-Powerful will use his fearsome might to bring down the tallest trees and chop off every branch. With an axe, the glorious Lord will destroy every tree in the forest of Lebanon." I think I told you sometime back that I love the book of Acts because it has a lot of action in it. Well, today there is a riot in Ephesus, and this is just a very difficult passage. You know, we want it to be that when God's people tell God's truth, that things go well for them. But in fact, on this day, there was a riot that ensued because the metal workers in Ephesus thought they might lose a lot of money if everyone started following the one true God, whom we don't even know what he looks like, and they couldn't make metal idols and sell them for profit as they did with the temple of the god Artemis. And so we look forward to tomorrow to see what happens there. But even in the midst of this story, we can remember that though we cannot see a way forward, sometimes God is working for our good and for his glory. Let's pray. Father, we come before you with humble hearts, grateful for this Sunday, the Lord's Day, when we can come together, whether it be virtually or in person, to celebrate who you are and to remember the sacrifice of our Lord for us. On this day, Lord, would you help us to be mindful of the fact that you are the only true God. And even when we cannot see your hand at work, we can know from your scripture and from our personal experience that you are working. Lord, help us to trust in you, the all-powerful one. Even kings like the king of Assyria is like an axe in your hand. Father, you are almighty. And so as we pray for those in our midst who we have concerns about, Lord, our families, our friends, those who we know are sick and hurting. We bring them before you, our Almighty God, and ask for your help and your comfort and your peace and your hand to work in mighty ways. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.